later, after I had careened across the roundabout, after I had looked at several photographs and vintage film of who I thought were my aunt and grandmother, in their dance of golden, green, and purple, and the blinding white of their smiles, their hands with bracelets and fingers twirling in technicolor against board house and incline. 1967, on the Valley Road, the Coco Rose. Yes, long before I had left that house of cut glass and cinnamon, before I had lived in the single room of darkness and obscurity, or in the house in the sky where a cat stretched out her limbs and turned her head to die. Long, years before this, I was riding across an intersection, swerving to the right and hot against suspense with the breath of engines on my back. I rode on till I was older. Once I saw a bus cut a boy in two, separate the bones of his tie from any region of love or life, torn out and threshing, and yet the boy lived, but from then was drawn dumb and mournful for walking. In fact, I was alone on the avenue. Neither aunt or grandmother had appeared in those films, nor in the incense taxi I drove across the savannah, but yet they continued to whisper like muscle in the air. Like muscle in the air.